So I've just stepped off the panel, and the conversation is continued because we were cut dangerously short. First of all, who was on the panel?
On that panel, all men.
All men. And what were their names?
Philip Bloom, Dan Chung. I'm going by the Twitter names.
Documentally.
David Aldriss and I think that's...
Scott Rensberger.
Yeah. And who's standing here? There's no editing, I'm afraid. This is straight out, straight raw. Who's standing here right now?
Okay, Emma Meese from Cardiff, Deirdre Mulcahy, who's a journalism trainer, Heike Steigler, who's a mojo from Germany, and myself, Corinne Podger at BBC Media Action.
Wow, I was going to go round the circle, but that is fantastic. Ex-radio hack, you know, that's why you said please edit this. I'm too lazy for that. So, sentiments around the conversation. Who wants to begin?
I'd like to begin because I was a current affairs producer, director, investigative journalist for the BBC for 14 years, then moved into social media, and I've set up my own company as well with a friend who's also an ex-producer doing cinematography as well. So I think the tools are just tools, and actually women and men can use them just as easily. It all depends on your interest and your passion, and they do different things. So preferably I film on a Canon 5D Mark III with all the kit and everything. It's just as mobile. But that if I want something to look a bit nicer, a bit more polished, and I might have got a bit more time to do it. But equally, if I'm doing a breaking news story, so I manage the Centre for Community Journalism at Cardiff University. So my work is hands-on, working with community journalists. And actually, it's about accessibility, it's about cost, and it's about ease of use. So actually, for them, there's no barrier anymore to entry to actually share good stories. And what I always say is, it's not the tools. You may as well have a Ferrari and no driving licence. There's no point. But if you look at the top racing drivers that go around the track on Top Gear, you know, you can use an ordinary tool like a phone. If you know how to cut, edit, and storytell properly, then you can do a fantastic film compared to somebody who's got a DSLR and doesn't know how to use it.
And off the back of that, as a trainer, I've found over the last few years that I'm passionate as an ex-technical person, craft person myself, to get more women storytellers. But it seems that as I've come into the mobile world and training on mobiles, I'm getting more and more people that come into the women in particular, who are much more confident at the end of the day, that go off and will make films. Whereas when they come on one of my traditional three-day courses, and I'd like to think the training is pretty good, they go away possibly confident, but they seem to lose their confidence and they don't seem to carry it on. Now, I don't know what that issue might be. There might be support back at base. It might be the kit and the weight of it, which I think is true. And I'm talking about traditional VJ training here. So what I was trying to make the point during the session just now is that that we need to sometimes get away from all this kit. I didn't mean that women couldn't do it. I'm just talking about when they come along to begin with and giving people confidence to go out and actually tell a story. The mobile device, for me, is a great way to start.
There must have been about 500,000 quid's worth of kit just mentioned on the stage as well. It was quite pornographic in a way. Yeah.
Well, as podcaster, I have realized that the men always are talking about the techniques, and the ladies say, "Oh, I cannot do a podcast because I'm not used how to work with the techniques." And so it's such an easy way. You don't need only a phone to start, and it's difficult to bring it in the mind, in the view of the people. The man always said, and when I afterwards listen to the quality of the man's podcast, I say, what are you doing with your great, perfect equipment? So I'm not talking about the journalists, which have got educated, but also the people, companies, which are running now more and more podcasts as well. And on the panel, I love Scott because what he is doing out of a symmetry of cars. So you haven't asked which camera that he used. You could have done it with an iPhone. Okay, he didn't, but you could have done it with an iPhone, and it's amazing what he did, and I'm so happy that I have been as a trainee and in one of his training courses, and it's amazing what he's doing.
It's a beautiful piece of work as well, yeah. So, how difficult was it to curate a list of female mobile media makers on Twitter?
It's actually not too difficult because I'm an unreconstructed feminist first, and I would say journalist second. So, you know, I keep an eye on who's doing what in the industry. I think what I would say is I would agree with Deirdre that the kit for women, you know, the traditional VJ kit is actually prohibitive unless you are quite physically strong. And I'm a 5 foot one woman, so, you know, the arrival of Mojo really has made a difference for me professionally. And it's something that I encourage, you know, I encourage people to try out for all of the reasons that we've talked about in the wider Mojo, you know, sector, which is that it can really revolutionise the way you tell stories, allow you to tell different stories, and allow you to tell the same stories differently, right? So it's brilliant. What I take issue with, I guess, is any suggestion that, you know, women are less technically minded than men. And what I would also add is that just on the sidelines of these kinds of meetings and conferences, women stand there going, gosh, it's so blokey, it's so geeky, and, you know, my gimbal is bigger than yours kind of thing. That's a reality in the sector, and I think really, you know, there isn't sort of a central Mojo, what would we call it? There's no central organising space for this. It's not like there's a Mojo industry watchdog, for example, that could talk about gender, you know, differences in the sector. I think newsrooms need to think carefully about how they retain older women staff, because the industry is moving so quickly that just coming back from maternity leave can put you 3 years behind the curve. I think that we need to think about, you know, what's the right kit for the job. So if I'm a cinematographer, I'm obviously going to think differently about what I'm going to use to get the best results for my audience than if I'm out there periscoping, you know, a royal wedding or whatever. What I'm seeing in my classes, I do a lot of Mojo training as a freelancer, is a very equal split between women and men, possibly more women than men. I know that, you know, in the 1980s/90s, journalism became a female-heavy industry. So if we're not seeing enough women here, then we need to be, I think those of us that are in training need to think about that.
And how do you feel about the Mojo conference in general, this massive melding of minds?
I think that the organisers have done a sterling job, actually. I know for a fact that Glenn Mulcahy of RTE has actively gone out to seek the best female minds in the industry to address a gender imbalance that was recognised last year. And he did also try last year. It was just that there were fewer practitioners. I think what we're seeing here is really a rise of, you know, more and more women, younger women, let's say. And that's part of what's going on in the industry. The fact that we're seeing more women here now is because there's less gender bias in the industry as a whole. I think in tertiary institutions there's just as much women doing digital journalism as men, and that's being reflected in conferences like these. It's more back in the newsrooms, I think, where newsroom organisers need to think about how they retain all their members of staff for the quality of their storytelling.
Final statement or Twitter name to should people want to connect with you outside of here?
At Emma Mees, which is like cheese with an M, so M-E-E-S-E.
Deirdre Rarey, my name, DeirdreRaiRie, not a massive Twitterer, more a trainer.
I love Twitter. So my handle is Stiegi Stieg. It's a little bit difficult because it's German. Stiegie.
I tweet from at Corin Podger, CORINNE_PODGER.
Thank you very much indeed, everybody. Thank you so much indeed. That was our one. We managed to do a panel, even though there was no time for a panel. It's a little photo. It's a little camera. It's just still so funny.
I said
it was
on the stage. I said, I think he's filming us filming
thank
him.
You.
Yeah, don't cross the streams. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.